187,000 and knocking on the door of 288. That's the number worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, that have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll has just passed 81,000 with 1.3 million confirmed infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning Congress that if the country reopens too soon during the coronavirus pandemic, it will bring needless suffering and death.
Consequences could be serious, particularly, and this is something that I think we also should pay attention to, that states, even if they're doing it at an appropriate pace, which many of them are and will, namely a pace that's commensurate with the dynamics of the outbreak, that they have in place already the capability, and they're there is no doubt, even the circumstances, when back up again, you will see some cases appear.
Dr. Fauci His testimony comes as President Donald Trump is pressuring states to reopen after the prolonged lockdown aimed at controlling the virus's spread. The spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has been hospitalized after testing positive for the coronavirus. "Yes, I am sick," says Dmitry Peskov. He says he is receiving treatment, that according to the Interfax news agency. 52-year-old Peskov said he last had a face-to-face meeting with President Putin more than 1 month ago. This is VOA News. Germany is reporting that the new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown, news that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, has risen. Now, this comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. A huge day for the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of President Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The president filed legal challenges to subpoenas issued last year by several House of Representatives committees and a New York district attorney. President Trump's legal team has argued lawmakers should have to identify a legitimate legislative purpose for seeking the president's financial information. China's megacity Wuhan, where the